Dot com.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Justin. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy. How can I help?
I'm 28 years old, and I've been experiencing muscle fatigue in my extremities, particularly my arms, in that I work in demolition, so I have to do a lot of pulling, coding, lifting, and what have you. But for the past couple of weeks, I've been having an issue that my arms just tucker out a lot sooner than I would normally experience, in that when I go to move something or lift something, I have to do it in short bursts because my arms just completely tire out.
Is that something new? This just started?
Yeah, I've never actually had this problem before. I don't have any problems sleeping. I try to maintain a balanced diet with a good intake of vegetables, fruits, things of that nature. Blood pressure is good. I recently went to the doctor for antibiotics for bronchitis. That's been over a month ago, but even then my blood pressure was like 117 over 80. So generally, I would like to think I'm somewhat healthy, but this has been a consistent problem, and it's gotten to the point that I can't really do my job just because I don't have the strength to do it.
Right. No, I get it. So it's recent. Have you gone to your doctor to talk to them about it? Have you had any tests done, blood work, anything like that?
Nothing like that, and it's been like a three-week waiting period before I can even get in and see my doctor.
Okay. So you've made an appointment. You're just waiting. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a good thing. Blood work is going to be a key. There might be an electrolyte imbalance. There could be several things going on that could be causing it. How's your diet? Do you eat well, or do you feel like you eat well?
Yeah, generally my breakfast consists of either fruit or cereal in the morning and lunch. I hate to say it. Usually because of my job, as I have to resort to fast food, but when I am able, I bring lunch, a sandwich. I've traded out soda, completely cut soda out of my diet for water or Gatorade. And supper varies. It could be lasagna one night, it could be pot roast another night, so on and so forth. But generally, fast food is one thing. Fried food is another thing I try to completely stay away from.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I mean, if your water intake is up, I mean, are you working labor-intensive, working, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day? How many hours would you, I mean, realistically?
Roughly 7.5 hours a day.
All right. Are you drinking, this is what I would do, all right? I know you think you drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
How do you monitor it? Do you have certain bottles that you use? Do you monitor how much water you drink, or you just drink when you get thirsty?
I usually take about 4 20-ounce bottles of water to work with me, or Gatorade, Powerade, and I'll go through those throughout the course of the day. And sometimes I'll have a little bit left over at the end of the day, and I'll usually end up finishing it on the way home.
Your goal is, within that 7 hours, is to drink that entire gallon jug throughout the day. So when 5 o'clock hits or whenever your work day is over, you should be done with that gallon jug. And I think you'll find that you'll be done with your work day, not even have gone through half of that jug. And you'll be amazed at how much water you're not drinking. And see if that doesn't help with some of the fatigue. Another thing, too, is to carry snacks that you eat in between your meals. So let's say, you know, for 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., let's use those for an example. You maybe have a piece of fruit and some nuts and almonds, or you could do some type of meal replacement, something that you can probably wolf down or eat really quickly in about 5 minutes. So that, you know, it's one of those deals where you can go grab some water and really eat real quick, and it's not going to affect your job, won't affect the other guys, won't affect your, you know, it won't create an issue. Something you can do pretty quickly, but it'll get maybe 400 to 500 calories in your body. And so that'll give you the nutrients and continuous stamina, and it can support the body from not losing anything potentially. Is when you get to cramping, you start tiring out easily, either the body's not getting something that it needs, especially if it's something you do every day, and it's, you know, it's an activity that you've been doing over a long period of time. You're thinking, man, I know I'm just not getting old. It's got to be something else. And that's why that's something you could look at doing now. A multi-mineral supplement might be something you want to look into and go to the health food store. The guys there will be able to help you. But, yeah, I mean, those are some things that could be very helpful to you. And I really would encourage you. But I'm glad you got an appointment with your doctor, because I do think getting blood work done in a situation like this is really important. Because there's so much you can find out there that can be critical to your overall health. So look into that and kind of keep me posted. You can email me, asaandrew.com, or call back here on the show anytime. But get that with your doc. And plenty of green fruits and vegetables. I would encourage you to cut out a lot of the grains. I hear you talk a lot about cereal, milk, and then lasagna and whatnot at night. Cut out the flour-based foods, because they really cause an issue within the gut as much as you can. Cut out the flour-based foods and switch over to more fruits and vegetables. For your lunch and dinner, shoot for as much of the dark leafy greens as you can, because they are just packed full of minerals, and you'll be amazed at how much they can alkalize the body and increase the mineral content and just help you as far as energy levels. You'll be amazed at just that little bit of a change, what it can do to your overall health. So a couple things to look into. Keep me posted. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It's at asaandrew.com. It's absolutely free. You don't want to miss this. It's our new e-zine that's going out, and it's just amazing. I'm so excited about it, and the information is going to be great. We're going to have top experts that we have on there and that we interview and make a part of that, so we want to encourage you to check that out. But now let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Afer, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
and
darling.
My question is about discoloration of my face.
All right.
I say my face, because it's only on my face. The remainder of my body is just one even tone. And because of that, you know, it's so embarrassing, because, you know, I'm dark over part of my face and some parts are light. And when I don't use the cream, it started looking spotted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's melasma, but I'm not sure, because my mother had the same condition. And in the beginning, like, her skin was, like, fair, and as she got older, it began to change coloring. And like I said, it's okay if it's even, but my face is not even, just like hers wasn't.
Okay.
And so I use cream on my face, and I'm trying to find out what causes that. You know, I prefer getting to the cause rather than you having to use cream to look presentable when I go out, because it's only on my face. It's not on any other part of my body, like.
Right, I understand. Well, you know, and it could be. Let's get into that when we come out, because skin pigmentation and the changes could be several conditions, and I've just got a couple of questions for you. So we'll talk about that when we come out of this break. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Live Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it might be. Realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Amazing what goes on with the body and how it changes. But you have to be willing to make changes with your lifestyle choices, and that's what it's all about. Amazing. On this show, we're going to help you do that. So if you've got questions about it, no matter what it is, you're trying to do things naturally, or you're trying to figure out how to lose 30 pounds, maybe so your blood pressure might go down, which is a possibility, or cholesterol levels might go down, we're here to help. So just give me a call right now on the show, or go to the website, go to healthcoachradio.com. And if you're looking for a provider in your area, something like we're talking about here on the show, you can find it there at the website as well. Now, our email for the day is brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me, if you've never checked this out, is an amazing company. What they're doing is they're taking nutrition and figuring out what your own genetics say that your body needs. Now, it's one thing to look at blood work, which is a good tool, and it's been a good tool for quite some time. But the reality is you want to always know what your own genetic blueprint is. That's what Gene Me does. So they actually customize nutrition based on what your body says that it needs. They do a little cotton swab on the inside of your cheek, and you can mail that in for a little genetic test. They actually take your cells, and then, of course, they'll figure out what your own blueprint actually needs. Pretty amazing. Go to check out GeneMe.me on the web to find out more information. Email says from Lee in Mississippi, 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I've been on meds since then, but I'm ready to get off. I'm 65 pounds overweight, but I just don't have the energy to get out and exercise. So on most days, I sit home and think about how I'm not feeling too great. Can you help? Well, here's a couple things. First, Lee, when you look at type 2 diabetes, realize this. It's one of those health challenges that really, if you work hard at it, you can come out of. Now, conventional medicine, we typically say once diagnosed, always diagnosed. But I really, from what I've seen, from things I've studied, and this is not conventional research, but many times you can get the A1C, which is the big marker for diabetes, you can get that to come down. And the reality is, all you have to do are make some simple lifestyle choices and changes in your life that can make a difference. So here's what we're looking at. Now, number one, when you're dealing with type 2 diabetes, first things first, change your diet, change your life, right? So change the way you're eating. Big rule of thumb when you're dealing with any kind of blood sugar related issues, you want to eat multiple meals throughout the day. Stabilizing blood sugar is a key. And so the first thing you want to do is getting good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Okay, protein powders are great, and you want to get low glycemic carbohydrates. Go and check out the website. You can look at glycemicindex.com, and you can find out exactly what each food has on the scale, on the number. You want to go for carbohydrates that are on the glycemic scale, which goes from 1 to 100, by the way. Anything 50 and under, really preferably 40 and under would be great. But 50 and under makes a huge difference, okay? Now, the other thing, healthy fats. We got off the fat bandwagon back in the 80s and the 90s thinking that fat is going to make you fat. But the reality is fat is actually good for you, and it helps stabilize blood sugar levels. So that's one thing that you have to look at. Now, the other thing is supplementation can be helpful. So multiple meals, right? Proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And you want to do that, you know, 5 to 6 small meals a day. And the other thing is looking at supplementation. And there's some good supplements out there that have some good research behind them. Chromium picolinate's been around forever. Vanadyl sulfate has been known to be helpful. And then also alpha lipoic acid, ALA, is a really good one as well. Cinnamon is a spice. Is really good too. And they've done research on cinnamon, knowing that it supports healthy blood sugar levels. And you can simply put that on your foods on a regular basis. All of that is very, very helpful. So something you want to look at, along the way. Okay. But these are some basics when you're dealing with type 2 diabetes that are important. Now, don't forget exercise too. Exercise, we know, helps stabilize blood sugar levels. Matter of fact, a lot of people will actually, when they're exercising, they've done little tests, and they've actually checked their blood sugar levels, they've exercised, checked it after the exercise,
And then, of course, the blood sugar levels tend to stabilize versus not doing it at all can make a big difference. So we know that exercise. So 20 to 30 minutes, you know, 4 to 5 days a week is something that is typically recommended. So I'm all about just get your butt moving. Just get it moving. Move on. You got to make it happen. You can't sit around. Gardening does not count as exercise. So, you know, come on, we got to get out and move. With type 2 diabetes, you know, the deal is 65 pounds overweight. Okay, you sit around and you go, well, I'm 65 pounds overweight. And I say to you, that's really not that big of a deal. It is a big deal, but it's something that can be overcome. But you have to want to do that. You have to make sure that you kind of get on the wagon to make that happen. So that's the one thing I want to encourage you to do, is that you can drop the weight, but it's about coming up with a good strategic plan to make this go in the right direction. So these are some tips that can really help. It's not hard. You know, that's the thing. Lee, I know you wrote in, and you probably think it's a little bit difficult, a little bit challenging, but it's not hard. It's not tough to get into the rhythm. Beginning is tough, but once you get into the rhythm, it's not. And you can really stay on top of it and tackle diabetes. Type 2 is one of those. Type 1 is different because you've got a strong autoimmune response going on. But type 2 is one that you can actually help overcome. And so many people are every single day. I don't know how many people I've talked to that changed their lifestyle, changed their diet, changed the way they did things, found out what their nutritional deficiencies were, either with genetic testing or blood testing, and then created a strong battle plan and went after it with everything they had. And guess what? Their A1Cs went under 6.0. Their blood sugar levels were under 100, which, again, puts you out of the range and puts you in the healthy range. You can do it. I know you can. You've got to come up with a plan and go make it happen. Move your can. I just said it, and make it happen. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Call me right now. We're going to the phones next when we come back.
For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Whatever you're struggling with, we're here to help. No matter what it is, and know if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. Let's go to Jerry now on the phones. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, doctor? My problem is I stay tired constantly, and I'm always sleepy, and I seem like I don't never have any energy. And I also suffer, I think, maybe from poor circulation because I have to sleep in socks year-round because my feet stay cold all the time.
So as far as feet being cold all the time, is that something that, you know, that your doctor, have you checked them out? Have they looked at it? Have they told you anything about circulation at all?
No, sir. In fact, I very seldom mention it. My wife said I need to probably talk to the doctor about it because it's been something I've been having for the last 20, 30 years. I just stay cold very easily all the time.
Okay. All right. So they haven't had blood work done, say, in a year at least. You haven't?
Sir?
Okay. So what I'm saying is, have you had blood work done in the last year with your doctor?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, how long has it been since you've been to a doctor?
About 5 months.
Okay, five months. And they have not done blood work at all in 5 months?
Well, what they did, I'm a type 2 diabetic. They just did the
A1C in the blood sugar.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Okay. You overweight? What is your height and weight?
I'm way about 200. I guess I'm 5'7", so I guess I'm about 40 pounds overweight.
Okay. So what kind of lifestyle choices? Have you made any changes at all? Diet, exercise, have you made any changes at all?
No, recently? Sir.
No. Okay. It's time to. It's time. Because with a circulation like that, there could be a couple of things going on. I mean, you need to go to your physician and get some blood work done. Have them look at things like your thyroid, because that's a possibility. Things could be going a little bit off when you start getting cold or you feel like it might be circulation. A lot of times it can be the thyroid. So might want to take a peek at that, and that's a simple test they can run. If they do that, have them look at your growth hormone levels, because your HGH, which is your based on your pituitary gland, that's the master gland of the body, and it controls all the hormone systems. And even if you start getting this kind of cold feet, cold extremities, hands, and that sort of thing, and it starts to become a little bit of a challenge, when they check these different areas, they may find some weaknesses. Now, it may not be clinical, and it may not be something they have to put medicine, you know, on for you, but it may be something that nutritionally that they could tackle, and maybe the medical doctor won't do that because really we don't even look at nutritional type items very much. Unfortunately, we just don't get trained in that way. But somebody that really understands nutrition, like a dietitian, can look at it from a nutritional perspective and then begin to maybe work with things. Like, for example, if it's a thyroid condition, you know, you want to do things like avoid cruciferous vegetables, eating them all the time, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, because they can tend to slow the thyroid. Strawberries can do the same thing as well. Things that can increase thyroid function that could be helpful, doing things like coconut oil, cooking in it, using it in your smoothie, whatever can raise overall optimal thyroid levels. Iodine is another big one. If it is something like that, they don't mention an iodine test, you can go to more of an integrative type lifestyle physician, and they may do more of the urine testing or saliva testing for iodine and find out what those levels currently are. So there's a lot of things to look into. But first and foremost, you got to drop the weight, period. We know that. You're dealing with diabetes, and you're going to deal with diabetes as long as you're carrying 40 extra pounds. And you probably know that. You know, but it's one of those things where when you drop the weight and you start making better lifestyle changes, eating habits and all that, everything in your body is going to be, you know, begin to stabilize and at least get better, at least 50% better, as they say. But I would definitely want to find out what's breaking down. However, whatever's starting to break down, remember, 80% of the body breaks down before we ever get our first symptoms. So if you're starting getting cold extremities and it is a thyroid issue, remember, it's been breaking down up to 80%. It's been going on for a long time. And so you're just now beginning to experience it. That's why getting full lab workups over the age of 40 every 6 months is the most important thing, because you can stay ahead of the game. And a good clinician or a good nutritionist or someone that really understands lab work from a really, I guess, more of a nutritional perspective or a natural perspective can look at that. And even though there might not be disease going on, they can see patterns of what might be coming down the pipeline. Good physicians that can look on the preventative side can see this as well. And that's something that I would encourage you to do. So it's more than just check with your doctor, kind of a disclaimer. It's really like, hey, go get your butt in the office and see a doctor, so someone that can actually look at it and be a detective and figure out what's going on. Then you've got to make some changes. And what I mean by that is no doctor can do it for you. Your wife can't. No, your friends, family members. No one is going to be able to drop that 40 pounds but you, man. You've got to, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say it's time. You know, it's time to make some changes. It's time to go to the next level. It's time to exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Time to change your diet. Eat the right kind of foods. Drop the inflammation. Cleanse the body for about 21 days. Find out what's going on. And then dig your heels in the sand. Life is way too precious. And I always talk to people, it's funny because we live like we want to. And we get into our 40s. And then we have this oh my moment. You can come up with another word instead of my. I call it an oh my moment, safe on the radio. You have an oh my moment, and then it's like, my goodness, holy cow, how did I get to be 40 and on 3 medications and 40 pounds overweight? Well, it's happened over the years. And so then you come to a break point where you say, okay, enough. I draw my line in the sand right here, and I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to go make it happen. I'm going to get myself to a place where you know, I'm not going to lose my last 30 years. Jim Rohn, a really good, he just passed away recently, but a great, one of the fathers of personal development, he said, he goes, you know, when you get into your 40s and 50s, you need to realize, hopefully before you get there, that your nutritional habits and your lifestyle habits are going to determine the next, the latter half. You know, you're at halftime pretty much. With our lifespan the way it is, you're at halftime. So you're in with a coach and, you know, you're trying to figure out what the plays are going to be for that next half, because many games are won in the third and fourth quarter, right? That's where one team will get a little tired and another team, everybody's tired because you're kind of, you've already played half a game. But now becomes the strategy. Now becomes where you're going to dig in that extra stuff from the inside. Now you're going to figure out, what do I need to do to be strategic so I can live the second half and live it strong and live it long? Because I don't want to die at 65. You know, if the Lord takes me at 90, okay, I've lived a good life. If that's when I'm supposed to check out, then that's fine. I'll go home then. But 65 because of cancer or something crazy, because I was 50 pounds overweight carrying diabetes, and somebody has to cut my foot off because of, you know, I start losing circulation in my extremities and all this, and neuropathy and all that. No, not happening. Start losing feeling in my feet. No, that's not going to happen. Start have to get in a wheelchair. No. So you kind of draw that line in the sand. You see where things are going, and then you say, okay, this is what I've got to do to make changes so that my second half is strong. It's all about right now at this point for many people and for this show and for all the stuff of the doctors that are doing all this media and television right now, it's all about the second half people. Rarely do you get the 20-year-olds that call and say, more than just, I don't want to be sick like my parents are. Like, that's, those are the kind of questions. I'm worried about, my grandpa just got diagnosed with prostate cancer. I don't want to have that. What do I need to do? And I get like, I mean, a handful of those calls, and that's it. So if you listen to my show long enough, you'll see that it's mostly, you know, 40 and up. And everybody wants to know how to live that second half strong, or things are broken down. They're in their 70s. They don't want to do much of medication. They want to figure out how to do it naturally. And what it comes down to is lifestyle choices. And until, you know, we get that under our really in our mind that that's the key, that's what's going to happen. The good news is for you, to circle back around, is that you can make a change. And the great news is that you're starting to get this weird stuff going on in your feet, and you don't know what it is, but it really is a part of the blood sugar component, and it also could be part of a glandular component like thyroid or your metabolism. And all of that can change. So it's going to require, though, you making some serious lifestyle changes. That's key. So if you need help, let me know. We're always here for you. Call me on the show, email us, whatever you need, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. They're saying now that exercise will help people with Alzheimer's avoid nursing homes. Regular exercise will slow any form of disability that prevents falls in patients with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It'll also increase or decrease overall costs. There's a Finnish study that was done and then also looked at by Johns Hopkins University. Exercise for people with dementia, they're saying, increases the overall risk, decreases the overall risk of increasing disability. So they did that within group-based exercise, and they also did it in individuals and came up with the same results. Powerful, powerful stuff. Now, when it comes to foods, one thing I want to tell you is this, that food can be our best medicine. And no matter what you do, no matter what your diet is, if it's, you know, overall junk food, if you eat fast food all the time, literally you can make some changes in your life and see some radical results. It takes about 21 days to clean the system out really, really well. And then you can create a brand new plan. We're going to talk about some of that when we come back and go back to the phones in just a moment. Hi, This is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. What are you struggling with? We want to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. So if you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, go to our website, go to healthcoachradio.com, and you can find a provider in your area. We've got a great network growing every single day that encourage you, can empower you, and help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. So whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. Going to Richard now. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call. How are you this evening?
Sure. I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I'm generally healthy, but I'm developing a bit of a tremor, and I think it's what's called a familial tremor. Let me get that word out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because my mother had it, and my father had it somewhat, and I have a brother who has it, so I suspect that's what it is, and I was wondering what suggestions you might have for working with a tremor that's not Parkinson's, but nevertheless enough to bother me. Obviously, that's why I'm calling.
Yeah, where's the tremor? Where is it?
My right hand started, and my left hand has a little bit.
And it's been going on for how long? Like months or how long?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How long has it been going on for? Months, weeks, or years? How long has it been going on?
Probably, it's been years, I suspect, but I noticed it in the past couple of months.
So it's been going on for years. Have you ever had it checked out?
Well, I did, and that's where the familial, I don't know why.
Diagnosis came from?
Yeah. And I did try a commercial product of some herbs at one time. That worked very briefly, and then it came right back.
Okay. Yeah, the tremors, a lot of times, one of the big reasons they can happen, too, actually, from a nutritional perspective, and again, you can go get some blood work done. There's a urine test that's really good for dopamine levels, but there's a blood test as well. It's pretty accurate. But dopamine levels, whether high or low, sometimes can lead to the tremors. And so, again, it could be too much dopamine. Sometimes there could be a deficiency as well. And your doctor can run those tests. They can get a simple urine or blood test and check the dopamine levels and see what those are. So that could be one of the culprits. The other is sometimes mineral deficiencies. Magnesium can be one of them. And usually, it's one of the main deficiencies that we see on a regular basis because our soil is quite depleted. So that could be one thing. And there's different forms of magnesium. One of the magnesium chlorides are actually pretty good for that. Mag citrate is not that big. It really will not be that helpful with something like that. But the magnesium chlorides can be helpful. So you might want to look into that. You can get some blood testing done. Go to your physician, check on that too. And maybe you have to go to a dietitian, someone that's a little bit more briefed in nutrition that could be quite helpful to you as well. But, yeah, I mean, that's the tremors are a little bit of a challenge, but they tend to lean toward minerals, and they also tend to lean toward the dopamine levels too. Now, dopamine can be raised, just so you know. There's a lot of foods that can help with dopamine. Also, supplementation can help too. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's vitamin B6, can be helpful. It's got some good research behind it. A lot of foods can raise dopamine. All your proteins will. Chicken, fish, beef, eggs. Eggs, a whole egg, of course, is loaded with components that will support good, healthy dopamine levels. And also, believe it or not, phenylalanine, which is an amino acid, and L-tyrosine together both make the actual molecule of, or the neurotransmitter of dopamine. So those two together. Now, one thing to be careful of, too, is if you're a caffeine drinker, whether it's coffee or tea, caffeine splits dopamine. It cuts those amino acids in half out of the proteins. It can really cut dopamine levels down, so you want to be quite careful when you're looking at those kind of foods. I mean, just diet plays a big role. It does. And dopamine levels themselves have really got to be looked at, especially when you come into the whole tremor issue. All right. Hope that helps. Keep me posted. You can always send me an email as well. Go to Health Coach Radio. Mental exercises, they say, not meds, will keep the brain fit. We all know that some cognitive impairment is expected as we age, but the prevalence of Alzheimer's, dementia, and stroke has sent many Americans into search for the fountain of youth in supplements and other substances that keep the mind fit. So here's some that can really help and low on the cost. Ginkgo has been really good, DHEA, and some vitamins. But in a random study in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, they said they found no strong evidence for any of these to be so far helpful. But there are some new ones right around the corner, like Huperzine A and also Vinpocetine, which can be quite helpful in these type things with Alzheimer's and dementia. So some new things right around the corner. Puts another hour in the charts, folks. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.